Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today as we come back to what God is doing in history. There is that wild card in American history playing itself out right now, and that is the homeschooling movement. In fact, several conservative commentators have recently come out and said homeschooling may be the last resort, the next or last best hope for salvaging the nation itself. So what's happening with home education? Home education is taking off. The most accurate numbers I have from 2019 came from Pew Research. 3 million homeschoolers as of December of 2019. Then comes COVID-19. And, of course, everybody was homeschooling in some way, shape, or form by May of 2020. The homeschool movement went from 3 million to 56 million or whatever it is. And then we settled back into, well, some say 14 million students still being homeschooled in America. And my suggestion, friends, is I think that homeschooling is going to go international. We're going to see as many as 100 million homeschoolers worldwide in the next 20 years. I think that's reasonable. We'll see what God has. He certainly has raised up home education for such a time as this. And we're going to talk about the numbers. We're going to talk about what God is doing through COVID-19. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are all the called according to his purpose. And there does seem to be a opening up of home education in an age of socialism, an age of big government, in an age where the persecution of Christians seems to be on the advance in the Western world. Yet there is this wild card called home education that is taking off, and in God's good providence, it has been legalized in all 50 states and throughout the world as well. And I couldn't be talking to anybody more important on this issue than Mike Donnelly, who is an attorney for Homeschool Legal Defense Association, joins me once more on the Generations Broadcast. Welcome, Mike. Good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Kevin. Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Yes. And isn't it interesting what God is doing? The homeschool movement gets started in 1980, roughly. And now what, 7 million, 14 million, I don't know. How many people are being homeschooled in America? Does anybody know for sure?
Well, I just want to say one thing. I think the homeschool movement started a lot longer ago than 1980. I think it started at the very beginning. I think Cain and Abel were homeschooled.
Yeah. Not to mention Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, Ansel Adams, and Thomas Edison.
And George Washington, and the list goes on. Yes. But today, you're right, the modern homeschooling movement, we have had an incredible thing happen. As you pointed out, I mean, everybody had their children at home doing something. But now what the Census Bureau is telling us is that anywhere from 10 to 15% of households with children in any given week or month are homeschooling. And when you do the math, there are about 31.5 million households with children in the United States. Average of 2 children per family. So you're looking at anywhere from 8 to 12 million based on those numbers. And those numbers are from a U.S. Census survey that's taken weekly. It's been taken weekly since the beginning of the virus. And so I think, at least from a trend perspective, we can find that, homeschooling is growing or not growing or declining. And it has dramatically grown in the last year. And it's holding steady right now. We'll see what happens in the fall. That's the real question. Mm-hmm. Is it going to go up, stay the same, go down? It's hard to know.
Does it surprise you that, the zeitgeist, or we typically refer to as the spirit of the age, the dominant worldview that seems to be working so hard against the Christian faith, against liberties and all of that, socialism on the rise. And yet here is this wild card. And even those voices that were opposed to homeschooling, the Harvard professor and a few others, they just seem to be silenced. I mean, it just seems to me that what we're seeing is a almost universal approval of home education as a legitimate option now.
I think in the United States, homeschooling has been a legitimate option for decades, as you pointed out. There are those like the Harvard professor who are trying to raise their voices against it and for ideological reasons, pointing out problems with homeschooling, although she's wrong in many respects as to her facts as well as I think she's wrong about her ideological view that schools are how kids must be socialized. I think that's a terrible idea. In a free country, we got to have different options for parents and for Christians. As you pointed out earlier, people like Dennis Prager are saying, you know, for the sake of civilization, get your kids out of public school, because the public schools are teaching terrible things to children, which I certainly agree with that view. But still, they're small, they're few who are raising the opposition. And I think that the future for homeschooling is very bright. I love your vision of 100 million homeschoolers in the world. You know, that would still only be 1.5% of all children in the world. It's about 1.5 billion kids in the world right now. So, but still, I love that vision. And I think it's possible in the next 10 to 20 years to see that.
Well, where do we go from here? I'm guessing that a fairly large percentage of the 8 to 14 million homeschooled kids in America are not evangelical. So what does this mean for the nation?
Well, that's a good, you know, it's an interesting point you raise. There is an organization called EdChoice that did a very recent poll on homeschooling. And I think if folks are interested, they can just Google EdChoice homeschooling and find this poll, which was a pretty representative poll. I think you're probably right about the religious views. I mean, there are mostly evangelical people in the country, but 68% of the people in this poll did identify themselves as Christian, either Catholic or Protestant. And so I think, you know, most people do still, you know, say they're Christian who are homeschooling. And in this survey, most of the people who were surveyed were homeschooling. So it was very interesting. So I do think that you are also seeing a broadening of homeschooling. You know, more people are doing it for different reasons. The number one reason that people gave for homeschooling in this poll, 58% said it was because of the virus. These are the people who are still homeschooling. And of course, you had other things there, like concerned about the schools, want to give children a more flexible educational experience, you know, concerned about the academic quality. You know, those reasons are still there, but the virus was the main thing. So, you know, we're seeing homeschooling growing also in ethnic groups. I mean, this is incredible. 16.5% of all Black families, according to the U.S. Census Bureau report, 16.5% of all Black households homeschooling.
Incredible.
12.1% of all Hispanic households homeschooling. Higher than, you know, the other, which would include the white household. So homeschooling is having an incredible impact right now, and it's become available and accessible to a lot more people who are taking it a lot more seriously. So I think, you know, homeschooling is here to stay, and I'm excited about that.
And here's the good news on the nationally standardized test. I'm going back to the race study and the earlier studies done in the 1990s on homeschool achievement. And what you see is that, that when it comes to the nationally standardized tests, there seems to be equalizing effect as to the parents' education in terms of the cultural background / race. You know, there's no statistically significant difference, or very little statistically significant difference, between the performance of kids whose parents may be a lower income, of a different cultural background, than those that may be in the predominant cultural background, or those may come from households that have a fairly high income. So it's really interesting how homeschooling tends to be a great equalizer. It tends to provide a blessing across the cultural boundaries, across the income boundaries. See, you always see that as interesting, huh?
Oh, that's fascinating to me. I've always been so interested in that fact that when you look at homeschooling and you try and pull out these variables, you see that there is no correlation between the outcomes in homeschooling, at least that we've seen in research thus far, based on income or ethnicity or on the teaching credential or training of the parent. So you have to ask yourself, what is going on? Because when you look at the schools, those are highly correlated with student performance. And so, you know, is it the school that's so bad, or is it that the parents that are so good, or what is it? And I have my own theory. I mean, I think there are a couple of theories that people throw out there, but what do you get when you put a kid in an environment that's safe, where you've got a supportive, nurturing, loving parent who is providing high levels of academic hands-on time, and you can do with homeschooling much more efficiently what they do in the school, so it works really good. I mean, you get good performance, but you can do that whether the parent is a certified teacher, not a certified teacher, has a PhD, doesn't have a high school diploma, low income. I mean, it's just natural. And I think that's why it works so well. And
Yeah. And it's amazing how much we're seeing homeschooling blessing families, not just in the academics, but the spiritual maturation. We did the Gen 2 survey on that. And in terms of the success of homeschoolers once they grow up, Dr. Brian Ray did another study that I think is commissioned by HSLDA, Homeschool Grows Up, a number of years ago. So many, you know, positive results. Now, we're not saying that it's a panacea for everybody. And we know that there's always the minus three standard deviations on the normal curve. You know, I mean, you know, you're not going to say this is going to be the end all and be all for every single person that ever lived. But on average, homeschooling does amazing things for multicultural groups, for various families that attempt it.
You're absolutely right, Kevin. I mean, there's always going to be outliers in any population. So we don't deny that. There are some kids who, you know, maybe their parents aren't doing as good a job, or the kids don't, you know, really like it or whatever. But by and large, as you found and as we found in surveys, over 90% of children homeschooled like it. They want to do it with their kids. They had a good experience. I mean, how, do you think 90% of kids in public schools liked it and had a good experience? I survived public school. I was okay with it. You know, I didn't know anything. I mean, homeschooling, I'd never heard of homeschooling until I had three kids in the year 2001, which is when my wife and I started. And we have seven, and we've graduated four from high school now, three from college. And not that everybody needs to go to college. In fact, I was at the Czech conference this past weekend talking about that. And I was, you know, Elon Musk is, you know, not maybe not the, we won't point to him as a moral paragon perhaps, but he's a smart guy and he's done some neat things. And he says, look, you don't have to go to college to be successful. And I think he's right about that. So whether you go to college or not, as homeschoolers, we have the ability to really try different things, and we should do that. And it's exciting to see more children having exposure to homeschooling for any reason. I mean, the virus was a big disruptive influence in our culture, had some pretty negative impacts for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. I'm glad to see that we're kind of moving through that. And I hope we can move to normal behavior here pretty quickly, because I need to get back on the airplanes and go traveling internationally so I can continue to work to advance homeschooling. But it's exciting to see how many kids are going to be able to experience the blessing of homeschooling. I like the way you put that.
Now, I'm looking at the survey that you included in your presentation that you gave to the Czech conference. And we're just following up, Mike, on your excellent presentations that you gave to our 5,000 attendees that came out for the Czech conference out here in Denver, Colorado over the weekend. And in the survey, this is the survey of the, you know, new homeschoolers, the 6, 8, 10 million that are joining the ranks of late. And they talked a little bit about some of the obstacles to homeschooling and some of the challenges that they faced. And yet some of these answers were surprising to me. Socialization was no big deal. Things like that, I was sort of surprised. They were appreciative of their relationships. Apparently relationships with their kids were great. A lot of good news in this survey.
There is a lot of good news in this survey. I mean, people are experiencing homeschooling and they're experiencing the benefits, and that's coming through on this survey. You're absolutely right about that. You know, what I found interesting also in this survey, and again, folks can get it pretty easily by Googling EdChoice and homeschooling, and I'm sure it'll pop up. But, you know, when you look at the problems that people encountered starting homeschooling, those with more income in the 100,000 plus range said they had more problems starting than those who had less income. I found that very interesting. I'm not sure what to make of that. I mean, if you're richer, it's harder to homeschool. I mean, what? I don't know. But there's so many people in lower incomes are finding out that, you know what? You can do it. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. I mean, there are so many curriculums that are available for people to homeschool that are inexpensive. I mean, look, come on. The schools spend how much? 12, 15, 18,000 per kid to get their results. And in homeschooling, 1,000 a kid maybe per year. I mean, if you're spending a lot, it's pretty exciting to see how people are finding that they can start homeschooling.
It's interesting that the folks that said it was very difficult to start homeschooling their kids, out of a sample size of 570, only 11% called it very difficult. 30% said somewhat difficult, but the rest, I'm saying roughly 60% said, it's okay. Not a big deal. Let's do it.
Right. They did, and they found that they had resources. And you know what I think that really points to, Kevin? I think that points to the homeschool community pre-coronavirus. And even going back further to those who started in the 1980s, you know, when you look at the history of homeschooling, there were those pioneers in the late 70s, early 80s who started homeschooling, folks like your folks and others. And they pushed through, they plowed the ground, they cleared the way for those of us who came later. I mean, you know, the new homeschoolers don't realize what a fight it was. From 1980 to 1996 or 1976 to 1996, really 20 years of really hard slogging in courts, in legislatures, to get to the point where homeschooling is recognized in 1996 in all 50 states. And then another 20 years building the infrastructure, the state organizations, the groups like yours and others, and the support groups, the church-related support groups, other support groups. Because if we hadn't had that infrastructure and the virus hit, we wouldn't have what we have today because we couldn't support it. And people wouldn't have been as aware of it because over the last 20, 25 years, the work of people like you and others who have graduated their children, who have been the ones who got these great scores on tests and were doing the good socializing so that their children were a good representation of what homeschooling is, people wouldn't have heard about it. They wouldn't be aware of it. But yet they were because of the work that everyone did over the last generation or so to get to where we are today. So I think there's been a solid foundation built here in the United States, especially. And I think this is a foundation that the rest of the world is going to be able to take advantage of.
I'm still surprised what some of American leading voices are saying about home education. Bill Barr, the previous Attorney General of the United States, just spoke, I believe it was to the folks down there at Alliance Defending Freedom, and said, you know, the major problem with the United States is the public schools in this nation. That's very, very recent. But also, when I was first executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado, I'm going back maybe 20 years, the commissioner of education of the state of Colorado connected with me immediately. And he came down to our annual conference down at the same hotel we were at this weekend. And he was there with me, and I gave him a tour about the conference. And he said this. He said, homeschooling is the brightest light in America's academic future. Does that surprise you that these experts, guys like Dr. Joseph Murphy and Paul Peterson from Harvard, and I want you to talk about some of the things they've said. Does it surprise you these experts are positive? Now, granted, they come from the conservative side of things, but that they focus in on home education as somewhat the solution for America's problems.
Well, I guess it's a little surprising. I had not heard about Attorney General Barr kind of jumping on the Dennis Prager bandwagon,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Basically throwing the public schools under the bus where they belong, sort of, or in the bus. I don't know. We got to get our kids out of the buses. but on the other hand, I'm not sure I'm that surprised because it's not too hard to see the data that we've been talking about here, that homeschoolers do well, that they're fine socially. They go on to create businesses, and you see people like Elon Musk saying you don't need college. And if you don't need college, what do you need high school for? I mean, you can learn anything you want now with an internet connection. You can get all the information you need. That's not really the point. The question is, what are you doing with that information? And I think people like Bill Barr sees the negative impact that the public institutions of learning, the public schools, have had on our society. You know, the classrooms of today are the courtrooms of tomorrow, and we're not getting good stuff out of the courtrooms of yesterday, let alone today, even with, you know, some conservatives, Trump appointed justices on the Supreme Court. So we've got a lot of work to do, and it does start with kids. It starts with teaching children values, good values, and that only happens in homes. And it is that process of good values is harmed, I think, in the classrooms of our public schools. I mean, when you kick God out of an institution, what do you expect is going to happen? The enemy will, he's like, yeah, this is great. This is my playground, you know, and yeah. He's not allowed here. So I'm going to just jump right on in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what has happened in public education, I feel, in the U.S. And I'm speaking for myself. I mean, at HSLDA, look, public education has been a longstanding thing in the U.S. Hundreds of billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, perhaps, go there. You want that kind of money to be spent effectively, efficiently, well. And so we try to focus on, you know, homeschooling and promoting homeschooling and not necessarily bashing the schools. But look, it's just the reality. And that's what people like Bill Barr and Dennis Prager and other people are recognizing.
And Paul Peterson. This guy from Harvard, and again, these are from your slides over the weekend. Homeschooling has secured its place as a permanent fixture in American education. Why is that an important statement from this guy?
Well, it's a really important statement. So everybody may remember about a year ago, the thunder and lightning that was unleashed when Elizabeth Barthollet, her Law Review article was promoted by the Harvard Alumni Magazine. And that just unleashed a storm of commentary, mostly against her, because her Law Review article is just factually incorrect and ideologically driven. And she was calling for a presumptive ban on homeschooling and was organizing a conference at Harvard to scheme on how that could be done by those who want to, you know, restrict homeschooling. Well, they canceled that conference. And a year later, here we are having another conference organized by another Harvard guy, Paul Peterson, who's the director of the Education Program for Policy and Governance at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. And Paul is a very smart guy, very well-respected man in education thinking and innovation and leadership in America. And here he is hosting this conference, inviting real scholars who are presenting real empirical research. And I'd encourage your listeners, if they want to see some interesting information, they can go to the Harvard Kennedy School website, and they'll find it if they Google homeschooling post-pandemic future of homeschooling at Harvard's Kennedy School. That was the topic of the 8-week or 7-week webinar series. And the first one was me with Elizabeth Barthollet and another very anti-parents' rights professor from William & Mary Law School, Jim Dwyer, who's written a very interesting book called History of a Controversial Practice, focusing on homeschooling. People need to understand that these are the voices who would oppose parental rights, who want to put every child into public school because they think that's the way good socialization happens. And so it was really great to see how Paul Peterson, you know, is just standing up there saying, you know, here's the evidence. And it looks like the evidence is pretty good. And homeschooling is not going away. Amazing.
Yeah. Permanent fixture in American education. By the grace of God, we should add. Now, he didn't add that part, but we'll say that.
Amen.
We believe it came about by, you know, the interposition of Almighty God. And what a beautiful thing, and it's great to be a part of this. I mean, it's a privilege on my part to be a part of the homeschooling conferences since 1986. And I know, Mike, you've been a part of this for a very long time, HSLDA, from the beginning. And appreciate Mike Donnelly, attorney for Homeschool Legal Defense Association, on board with us today. That's hslda.org for those of you who want to get a wealth of information on homeschooling, the legal aspects of it in America, hslda.org. Mike, thanks. Appreciate you joining us today on Generations.
Thanks, Kevin. It was great to see you and always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. God bless.
And you have been listening to the Generations radio broadcast. If you'd like to interact with the radio program, email me directly at host@kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.